This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, as you look back at 2012, who did you most admire? Was it an Olympian, a musician, a business leader, maybe a politician? Well, the polling firm Gallup asked that question as the year came to a close. And for the answers, let's get to Attitude Check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Frank, most admired, who do we go for? Who were Americans' favorite people in 2012?
Well, the way we ask it, who is the man living anywhere in the world that you most admired, and who is the woman living anywhere in the world that you most admired? And, not surprisingly, the president, Barack Obama, wins. In fact, most of the time since 1948, when we started asking this systematically, the president has won, but not all the time. And on the female side, it's not the first lady, but it is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. For 17 years, Hillary Clinton, not consecutively, but for a total of 17 years, she's been the most admired woman in the world, going all the way back to 1993.
So Americans go for politicians when it comes to people that they admire.
That's right. Not always, however. We've had military generals, for example, General Douglas MacArthur, who was the most admired man a couple of times after World War II and in the Korean War. We have had a lot of mentions of business people over the years. In fact, last year, Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, and Bill Gates, all three were on the top 10 list. But for whatever reason, those three fell out of the top 10 list this year on the male side, so we don't have any business people on the male side. Oprah Winfrey on the female side is in the top 10 list. Now, she's an entertainer, but of course, she's a businesswoman as well.
Yeah.
So there's one business person, I guess we can say, on the top 10 on the male and the female sides.
Do you have a list of people that we don't admire? Are they most hated?
We do not ask that question. Gallup has a spirit of optimism and positivity. So when we started this thing, not me, but when Dr. George Gallup started asking this question back in the late 40s, he looked at the positive side of things and just asked about who do you most admire?
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.